Hey, this is Benji Greason, WZLA, and we are updating you throughout the day here with different interviews and information as we continue to work our way through the recovery here from Hurricane Helene. I am now with City Manager for the City of Abbeville, Mr. Blake Stone. Blake, I know you've had boots on the ground from day one, minute one. What's your assessment of the damage that you've seen, and is there anything you could ever even compare this to?
Well, thank you for having me, Benji. It's been a pleasure. It is a pleasure as always. So I will say that, you know, this is probably the worst event we've had probably in the history of the city when it comes to utility power outages. I've spoken to people that says it's worse than Hugo, worse than the tornado we had within the past 10 years, the ice storm. It was started off with all 3,500 customers of the utility system being off. It's been very significant, a very immense amount of damage to our infrastructure where wind damage would just shear the top half of poles and spin them around and put them on the ground. Fortunately, city staff, I'm proud to say, came together, immediately got an action plan, started working on restoring the preparations of restoring power. Everybody from utilities department all the way to police, fire, public works, and parks and recreation were even coming out and helping to cut trees, along with city council members who are also leading efforts to keep communication up with the citizens and providing the type of aid they could. We've made great strides, especially in the past 24 hours, been able to getting large sections of the Vienna Street substation on the way to the hospital online, as well as from the hospital up to the gas station or the elementary school on 72. We've also expanded. We're able to get both sides of the square on as of right now. We're working on different sectors of the apartment complexes. They're pushing forward into the expanding into the Miller Street substation area. They've made a lot of progress in the Glace off of Meadow Drive, and then the bus substation, which is behind the Hopper House. They've made a lot of progress in those areas. We are getting larger sections of the city on as time goes on, so we're pretty pleased with that. Actually, it's been very positive progress with everything we've gone through. Cell phone service is still low. I think everybody's noticed that. That's still going to continue to be an issue throughout the week. I would say still would not expect full restoration until the end of the week or in the weekend, and maybe even closer to the beginning of next week for some areas that are heavily damaged.
Right. Information, if people do have internet access, or, you know, has enough cell signal on their phone, what's the best way for them to see actual information coming from the city?
Best way, as always, we have a very robust social media presence. So I'd say Facebook, City of Abbeville Facebook page, Instagram, City of Abbeville Facebook, has our logo, yellow, orange, and blue building. We provide updates periodically to keep the citizens informed and just to work to inform anyone of any changes. So that's the best way right now.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you, the entire staff, and everybody out there with the public utilities and everyone. This has been a tireless effort to piece the city back together, and man, you guys are doing a phenomenal job.
I appreciate that. Thank you for all you do, and I appreciate you coming out and getting the information out there. That helps out more than I can even tell you at this moment. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's kind of our job here. But a water issue earlier this morning that people were, you know, talking about, that's a non-issue now, right?
Correct. That was more of a, generally when you have a system, any system really, water or electric, you have, when they come back on, they have a heavier draw on them because people are like, oh, I'm excited, I'm going to use
everything
all at once. And our industries are included in that. They want to begin operations and they draw down more, and that caused the temporary water shortage. We're working our way back. We expect full capacity on the majority of our tanks by tomorrow morning. But water usage, we ask that people still keep an eye on usage at the moment, but there's no major restrictions, or we're not planning on cutting off water to anybody or anything like that. I've seen the rumors, but that's not in play.
Okay, good deal. Any final messages for any of our listeners and the citizens out here? Any final thoughts as we move forward in these restoration process here?
I just want to thank the citizens, the individuals that are serviced by the Abbeville Public Utilities that are outside the city limits. I would like to thank them all for their patience and just want them to know that we are working diligently and working as quickly as possible to restore their services, and just to, I want them to be safe and let them know that we are still thinking of them. We're doing everything we can to get to them.
All right. There's your city manager, Blake Stone. Blake, thank you so much.
Thank you, Benji. It's good seeing you.
All right. We'll be updating you again throughout the day and into this evening with information as it rolls in. So keep you tuned right here to WZLA 92.9 FM, your only local live news station.